Bobby Bones post show pre show.
We just finished Tuesday's show. We got a new song. we can start it with
yeah,
it.
Yeah.
Come on. We'll see how it goes. Yesterday we practiced the song. Let me get those up there. Ooh.
Yeah, it sounds good.
Hear that beat.
Turn the bass up on this one.
Amy, ready?
Yeah.
I said Tuesday, HOA Tuesday, housewife's gon' Boozday. I'm just talking by Tuesday. Yep, the best day of the week, you all know it's my time. So I made a song about Tuesday, so happens it rhymes. The lowest number of crimes, a super bingo at 9. Don't know how you do your Tuesday, this is how I do mine. The sun comes up, there's a smile in my mouth. Why? Because I love Tuesdays, it's the first thing I shout. Free Zumba this morning and every Tuesday at 5. I got my spandex on, it's time to head to the Y. Let's go Tuesday, HOA Tuesday, housewife's gon' Boozday. I'm just talking about Tuesday. Do it again now, Tuesday. Brown cow goes Moosday. Eat some cashews day. I'm just talking about Tuesday. Yep. Mardi Gras on a Tuesday. I go to Krav Maga on a Tuesday. I'm playing Pokemon on a Tuesday. Came out of my mom on a Tuesday.
Tuesday,
HOA Tuesday, housewife's gone Boozday, just talking about Tuesday, bop, Tuesday, brown cow goes Boozday, eat some cashews day, I'm just talking about Tuesday. Look over in the middle of the song, Amy's on her computer, not paying attention.
Amy!
It was two, sorry, I stopped. Got a question about my podcast. I stopped.
But we're on the air.
Doing, I know.
We're working. And we're doing Tuesday
later.
I know.
In the middle of a song and she stops singing.
I can't
and I
have sing.
To
like,
have to what do they say when you're not supposed to text and drive? It can wait.
Well, I have to like wave at her to like, hey, focus. Focus.
I saw that.
Will the podcast not be there when this is over?
You're right. It will be.
Dang.
Okay. Can't type fast enough.
No, just wait.
Oh, I'll just wait.
Wait. When the red light comes on the mic. That's when everybody's got to be alike.
You tried. Dude, you tried so hard on that one.
Hey, Eddie, what's up with the crash diet? You're the crash diet?
Yeah, I have to. I only have like, what, 24 hours left?
Body's not going to be any different.
Does it not work? I've heard that it works. Like,
for
so,
what?
For the CMA Awards. I'm getting one of the suits that you gave me, but it's just a little. I mean, I'm talking like it'll close, but if I breathe, that button could pop. Like if I take a deep breath. So all I need is, I don't know, what is it, half an inch? And I think, I started yesterday, and I think I can do that. I really haven't eaten. I've drank a lot of water. I had chicken breasts yesterday.
Hot lemon water.
I'm trying to get that water retention. Just 24 hours, dude, and then I'm good to go, right?
Maybe.
Have you ever done that for, like, Idol or anything?
Mm-mm. No, but I'm doing Fit 33 now.
Tell me, well, what is that?
Oh, yeah.
Well, only eat for 33% of the day. But I can tell you, you feel a lot skinnier because your body's digesting all that food and you wake up in the morning, you feel great.
Yeah, I thought about doing that last night, but then I got hungry like at 9 and I was like, well, that's not, I have to eat, I haven't
no,
eaten.
No, that's not
just
the point.
Just go to bed.
You can actually defeat the little bit of hunger because you're not really
just
hungry.
Just by going to bed?
Your body's just kind of stunned. It hasn't had food more than you're hungry.
Well, I hadn't eaten since like noon. And then I was like, dang, it's 9 and I really haven't eaten dinner and it was sitting right there on the stovetop.
You can also fast for 24 hours. Like, I'm not saying for a crash diet, but I have some friends that fast for 24 hours once a week. So your body's going to be okay if you don't eat for a day. It's my point.
How much weight do you think I can lose in 24 hours?
None. I don't suggest that you do this.
Okay.
If you should plan
ahead. You're bursting
ahead.
My bubble.
No. By the way, I have all the Fit 33 handles reserved on all the social medias.
I knew it.
And there was a Japanese company, I think it's a Japanese company, who had Fit33.com reserved, so I have Fit33Lifestyle.com.
Perfect.
For the lifestyle brand that I'm starting.
But all the other
It's not
stuff?
Really a diet, it's a lifestyle brand.
Mm-hmm.
Perfect.
So you got to get Fit33. But it's as much mental as it is physical.
Yeah. I felt like, yes, since I've been doing it yesterday, I was like, I could do this Fit33. I really could. So I might.
But you got hungry at 9 o'clock and you ate.
But you're gonna be hungry. Like I was hungry this morning, but I waited until 9 to eat my bar, and I'll eat lunch later.
But you don't have those days where you're just like you ate at 11, and then you're like, dang man, I really haven't eaten dinner, and it's already like 9.
Many, but I don't. I live by discipline.
Yeah.
Meaning, even if things are uncomfortable, I'm disciplined enough most times to go, I know it doesn't feel great, but I want to be disciplined enough to actually make a decision here based on what I was feeling and thinking before I felt uncomfortable. And that's what discipline is.
Yeah.
It's doing things even though you feel uncomfortable. Even when it doesn't feel good.
I've been pretty disciplined my whole life. Just the older I get, I'm just kind of like, whatever.
You've been pretty disciplined?
Yeah, with myself.
You've been pretty disciplined?
I mean, not like perfect.
You're very late.
I was very late.
Discipline on what?
And yeah, where would you say you're disciplined?
Like, my work ethic's always been good. I'm a hard, hard worker. Every employer I ever worked for is like, you're one of the hardest workers we've ever had, ever.
I would say that you're a solid worker, for
Thank
sure.
Thank you.
Yeah. I don't know that you're one of the hardest workers.
Compared to my family, like my brother calls in sick 30 times.
Oh, you can't compare yourself to...
Well, I do. To me, that's like...
Compared to my brother who's unemployed.
You're a good worker.
He's not unemployed. Oh. But he does call in sick a lot. And it's just like, how do you do that? Like, I like to work. It's not an option to me to call in sick unless I'm sick. But it's pretty rare.
Lunchbox isn't here, by the way. If the camera's over on him, CMA remotes. You're a good worker. Our staff is... pretty much barbarian workers, though.
Yeah.
It's kind of the culture. Most people. Raymundo gets here at 1. Morgan, number 2, is crushing it. And I believe that my job as a leader here, because I don't lead a lot by getting you guys together in the room and being like, rah, rah, rah. It's like, all right, just watch what I do. I'll lead by example. Get here on time every time. Put in the work.
Yeah.
I think we have a pretty good... Hillary crushes it. I just haven't mentioned. Some people get on the computer and start typing during the middle of bits.
Okay, this is my punishment. I'm not gonna get mentioned for working hard.
Everyone
works hard.
We're also the outward people, right?
I don't know what you mean.
We're on the air. Mm-hmm. I'm talking about people that aren't getting that. Hey, we're like Morgan number 2. That people only know her for the brief part she comes on and does the skinny, or occasionally 25-year-olds. Mm-hmm. You're on all the time. People celebrate you all the time. People celebrate me all the time.
Oh. Okay.
That's a cool thing that you posted on your Instagram of the camera crew in American Idol. Like, that was cool. I like that picture.
Oh, thanks. Because
they never get credit. No one knows how much work there is behind the scenes to a TV show like that.
And that's why I'm always trying to credit these guys.
Yeah.
Because, listen, Lunchbox, Amy, myself, even Eddie a bit, we're celebrated because we're on the air. People get to hear us. However, they're killing it behind the scenes. And so it's nice to sometimes go, hey, appreciate that. You know, so... Yeah. I tell you, too, I was thinking last night, because I actually sent Eddie and Morgan number 2 a note telling them how good a job they were doing at something. So I sent an email. I was like, hey, you guys are doing a good job at something. And I was watching this. What are you laughing at?
No, go ahead.
No, go ahead.
Well, I didn't respond.
You didn't.
And I felt like that was a Bobby move of me. Like, Bobby doesn't respond. Bobby's kind of just like, it's a compliment. Take it. Don't respond. Because we've had emails like that from other people. And he's like, don't respond. And I was like,
no, that's not true. It just depends who it's from and what it's about.
So I was thinking, like, do you want me to respond? Like,
well, that was a personal email. If I get an email that's sent to 11 people and I'm one of the 11 people, I don't want to clutter up a mailbox because it wasn't even really about me.
Right.
If it's someone sending me a note, I always respond one-on-one.
Okay. Sometimes you don't. And I feel like it's kind of like your way. And I was like, ooh, I wonder if, like, I should respond to this.
It's like, know the room. One-on-one, you should always respond. Okay, I always respond to people one-on-one.
I'll respond right now.
But if they're sending out to a team of 13 people and I'm one of them and it's very generic, hey, I'm just like, I'll let somebody else respond. I'm not trying to clutter up an email box.
Yeah.
Different situation. Anyway, my point is I send them a note saying, hey, you guys are doing real good on something. And I was thinking about how for about 4 days in our show life, people were really butthurt that Amy wasn't doing the skinny anymore. Nobody cares anymore because Morgan, I'm doing a great job. And we were like, just relax. Trust us. And now they do. It's not even a thing. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But you would have thought that we were ruining the show by Amy going, hey, I'm going to step aside from the skinny because it's just not my thing anymore. People were like, oh, the show will never be the same. Yeah. It's the same. Yeah. It's good.
Yeah. It's fine.
Yeah. Sometimes I make decisions and I change things. 90% of the time, they work wonderfully. Occasionally, I'll miss... Well, the one thing I could tell you that I didn't do right was at one point I thought, why don't we take this podcast and just layer it best bit to worst bit? Wasn't the best idea. We tried it for about a month. People were like, can't follow it. It's hard to follow. And I was like, all right, that was a mess up by me. And I changed it back. Most times though, when we change something on the show, I've sat and thought about it for a long time and go, okay, I know it's going to be rough. I'm rip the bandaid off, going to get the ouchies from the people, and then we're going to go. But Amy and I sat in the room and talked about, she was like, you know, it's just not for me anymore. Like, I like to talk about it, but I don't care to like live in it anymore. And so we kind of switched it up. Mm-hmm. Remember that? And everybody was butthurt for a minute.
And Morgan number 2 is doing a great job.
I'm never listening to the show again.
Change is hard for people. It's hard.
Just for a second?
For a second, yeah.
Just for a second. It's hard
it's
for
like
all
you were
of us.
You were talking about working out and the lifestyle change. It's hard.
Hard for me. Change is hard for me sometimes. When they would pull shows off Nick at Night and I'd go to sleep at them every night, I would be like, are you kidding me? You're pulling Friends off at 8 p.m.?
Not fair.
And they put on King of Queens. I'd be like, oh my. I'd be like, oh, this is actually a good show to fall asleep to, too. So I've started to trust people that I've been trusting. And hopefully our listeners now trust me enough that when I do a change. You know, we used to play What Year Was It? Every day at 6 a.m. What year, what year, what year, what year what?
Was it?
Finally, I was like, that's
what year,
tired.
What year, what year, what year, what
that's
year
tired. Let's pull it. And people are like, oh my God, I'm never listening again.
Until they're okay with
yeah,
it.
Yeah, then it's good. And then eventually, oh, man, the drafts were such a breath of fresh air for us in the room and for the listeners. We're getting to the point now where two times a week is a little bit over. But we're going to finish out the season, and then we'll cut it to once a week. And I think I'm choking on something.
I didn't realize that going to the first person that gets to 10 was going to take so long, but it's been a good run.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's been just right. It's one of the most fun bits that we've been able to do in years, I think. Would you agree?
Mm-hmm.
Like, it lights up the room because we're excited about doing it. So, yeah, I think they're a lot of fun. But I do screw up sometimes, but most times just...
What? Oh, just... Yeah. In the draft or in general?
No, in general. Yeah. Oh, in the draft script all the time.
Yeah, I know.
You will leave this draft thinking you just drafted the best freaking team ever and then get 6% of the votes.
Then I start questioning, like, maybe I just don't understand, like, what people like in this world.
So true.
And I tell you, Morgan number two, she's like, I don't want to do this draft stupid anymore. And when she's losing, she's a fair weatherer a bit. Yeah, that's right. And now she's like, I love it again. I want to win.
Don't be like that, Morgan.
Yeah, don't be like that, Morgan number two.
That's not true.
That's the youth.
You know what happened is you told me you were going to win this week, and...
I did win.
I don't know that you're winning right now, though. Next one. You texted me after the last draft.
Oh, I'm in the last place on this
and
one.
And you were like, I'm coming for you. I'm going to win this week.
Well, I meant the whole thing. Listen, I always have confidence in me. If you don't have confidence in yourself, nobody else will.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's it. Eddie, stop with the crash diet.
Well, I only have 24 hours. I'm going to see what it does till tomorrow.
I can give you some unhealthy.
And what's also weird too with these suits that you gave me, I don't know why, but I've had to extend all the legs by like an inch. Are you? Are you shorter than
no,
me?
No, he wears. It's in style to wear them shorter.
Oh,
you probably wear them like down below your ankles. I have an uncomfortable.
So am I supposed to wear them up high? Like, are my socks supposed to show?
You're just supposed to. Yeah, mine do.
Okay,
but you wear them how you want to wear them.
I had to take them all to the tailor and be like, "Yeah, dude, these are too short."
I felt the same way.
Okay.
Trust me.
All right.
There are times where I'm like, this is too short.
I was wondering about that.
Yeah. Let's get going here with Tuesday's show. Appreciate you guys. Tuesday, HOA Tuesday. Next week, Amy will sing along and not
Housewives Gonna Booze Day. Yeah. Sorry about that.
All right, cool. All right, bye, everybody.
Folks, it's your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go. Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right.
Now,
here he is.
Turn it up.
Come on,
Bobby. Hey, welcome to Tuesday's show. Morning, studio.
Morning.
Let's see what's happening with everybody. Let's do What's the Haps. Hey.
Hey, what's the haps?
Amy, what's happening?
Okay, so I saw that Pat Sajak had to undergo emergency surgery on a blocked intestine. And so Vanna White, she's hosting Wheel of Fortune while he recovers, and her episodes will begin airing next month. And so I was like, if Bobby goes out for emergency surgery, like, what's up?
Then you'll jump in and host the show.
I would?
Of course.
I would be your Vanna White?
Yeah, of course.
Oh, I thought.
You already are my Vanna White. You're more than Vanna White. However, this happened to Ryan Seacrest last year in American Idol. First time he ever had to miss.
Oh, yeah.
I had to go in.
Yes, you were, yeah.
But the whole goal of life is not to just be the guy that is, or a girl, I just mean a guy in general, is not just to... you know, make your way up and be the one that people can't deny. It's to just sit there and wait until something goes down. That's been the story of my whole life.
Mm-hmm.
I've never gotten anything because I've been really good. It's because I've been good enough to sit there and wait and show consistency. If I go down, listen, I don't even know that I'm going to be here the next few years. The Arkansas governor race is coming up. There's a little chance. And you don't think this is going to be the Amy show? You're out of your mind.
No, it would not be.
That's all I'm saying.
Okay, I'm just saying Vanna's just taking over while he recovers.
Yeah.
It's not like turning into
Amy's talk breaks will be 14-minute talk breaks. We'd have to do a little work on that.
Who's going to wrap her up?
Yeah.
Ray, exactly. He already does in my ears.
All right,
what's the haps?
What's the haps with you?
So A lot of times I'll see celebrity stories and think, well, I mean, they're doing this, but they're not really affecting anything. However, the Will Smith story where he had the colonoscopy and they found precancerous polyps in him.
Oh.
I'm like, oh, I should probably go do that. Because most of the time, when it's not even about, because they got him and he has to go back in a year, but it's like, you see celebrities, what does it really affect? Well, me, because I saw it and was like, oh, wow, I'm glad he was telling that story.
Yeah.
I'm not going to rush to the colonoscopy, but I think it's something I have to start.
You should, because you have cancer in your family. Like, you need to be getting it. The colonoscopy.
Oh, I was going to say, wow. Not what a the dark turn.
No, not that.
Hey. There it is.
Hey, what's the hat?
Lunchbox?
I just want to say thank you to MTV for realizing they needed to move Teen Mom to Tuesdays, because now it's Teen Mom Tuesday. Monday nights, there's just so much good TV on, it's hard to watch it live, but they have now made a schedule switch, and Teen Mom's now on Tuesday.
There you go. Hey.
What's the hat?
Eddie, last one up.
I told you guys that my house is pretty much baby-proof because I have a 8-month foster baby, and so I did the baby gates. I plugged in all the little outlets, so everyone's, like, taken care of. What I didn't realize is the baby is now going to be taking items from my house and throwing them into my toilet. So now I have to seal my toilet somehow and make sure it's sealed shut so the baby can't throw stuff in there.
I saw your Instagram picture.
I lost a remote.
Oh, really?
Yeah, TV remote. That's gone.
Remote. There it is. All right, that's What's the Haps. Hey!
Hey, what's the Haps?
Here's the Bobby Bones Show podcast highlight segment of the day.
All right, time to do our draft of fictional characters. There's so many places you could go with this. There just definitely isn't a for sure number one pick. So with that, I have to go with my heart with the first overall pick. Who do you think I'm going with?
I have no idea. I mean, there's so many things you could do, so I don't know.
I'm just going to do Michael Scott from The Office.
Oh, I never went there. Yeah, I kept thinking you were going to do a superhero.
Too easy. Too generic. I'm going to go in on my niche.
You're going to stay loyal.
Yeah, I have to, because there's no right answer.
Right.
There's just not a money first pick, so I'm going Michael Scott from The Office. Amy, first pick?
Well, can't say that I'm being super loyal or anything, but my kids do love this. Harry Potter.
Dang, good one. That was my first pick.
That's a good one.
Sorry.
Lunchbox?
Man, well, I didn't see that coming. I thought Harry Potter would be under the radar, so I will go. I'll be a superhero. I'll be Superman.
That's good.
Love Superman.
I got a text here that says, millions of kids are listening and maybe don't know what fiction means. It means things, people that aren't real.
Oh, good question.
Created people from our minds.
Characters.
Eddie.
I'm out. Apparently, I'm really bad at this game, so I'm eliminated.
All right, you are really bad. Morgan number two. If she wins, the draft is over. We take a break for a long time because she's one win away. Morgan number two.
I'm also going to go with a superhero, but I'm going Batman.
All right. All you guys are picking famous flyers. I got the regular office worker. Raymundo?
Forrest Gump.
Good pick. I was going to take him back on the second round if he was still there. All right, first round picks of fictional people. Michael Scott from The Office. Harry Potter from The Potter. Superman. Batman. And Forrest Gump. All right, fictional character round two, Raymundo. You have the first pick since you went last in the first round. Go ahead.
Rachel from Friends.
Yeah, that was a good one, too. That's going to be
so
mine.
Good.
Yeah. Morgan, number two.
I'm going to go with a Disney princess. It's Cinderella.
Solid.
It's pretty good.
Lunchbox?
Oh, everybody loves this person.
Raymond.
Oh, I see what you did there. No. His name is Mickey Mouse.
All right. Amy?
Well, my son is obsessed. Captain America.
Good one. Good one. Good one. Good one. Man, Raymundo took both of the next two I was going to take with Forrest Gump and Rachel from Friends. I'm torn.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to go with... I got to be loyal because I have no idea where the audience is going to fall on this. I got to go with SpongeBob SquarePants. I love SpongeBob.
Yeah, you do. You're definitely staying loyal.
I have to.
I can respect
I just
that.
Don't. And then... So that's all second round. Third round, I'm going to go Walter White, Breaking Bad.
Oh, wow.
Ooh. Good look one. At you.
I've picked the three people that I love. I can do no more but be honest with myself and true to myself.
Oh, that's so good. Walter White. I guess for round three, I'm going to round out with James Bond.
Dang it.
Like how you said that.
Thank you.
Lunchbox.
Oh, man, I got two here that I'm looking at, and I don't know which one to take. Which one's going to get the votes? What people love, and I mean, I love them. I watch all these movies. Give me Rocky Balboa.
Ooh, good one.
By the way, if you're turning the radio on right now, we are doing a fictional characters draft. None of these people can be real. Whichever team that you feel fits your taste, you vote for at BobbyBones.com. Morgan, number two, you have Batman and Cinderella.
Since it's almost Christmas time, I gotta go with this. I'm gonna go with the Grinch.
All right. let's go over to Raymundo with the last pick of the draft.
Yeah, we're Christmas season, y'all. I cannot believe nobody has picked this. I am going Clark Griswold. Yeah.
Last two were all like,
"Don't it?
Listen,
there
are a lot of parents out there.
Yeah,
and I'm not gonna reveal because I can't reveal. But I had a brief word with the show during the break, and I was like, "There's one person you can't pick. I'm not gonna say it right now." But I was like, "Don't do that to the parents." Listening.
Right. Yeah.
And when Raymundo's not in our room, he's right in the glass room. I think my butt puckered a little bit. I was like, "Oh no,
he's not gonna do it."
Oh. My head was shaking like, no, 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 no. Okay, here we go. I have Michael Scott, SpongeBob SquarePants, and Walter White. Amy has Harry Potter, Captain America, and James Bond. Very superhero-y of you, all in general. People saving the world over there. Lunchbox has Superman, Mickey Mouse, and Rocky. Morgan number two has Batman, Cinderella, and the Grinch. And Raymundo has Forrest Gump, Rachel from Friends, and Clark Griswold.
Yeah!
Yeah.
We'll have it up in the next 15 minutes or so at BobbyBones.com, and you can vote and put someone a little higher in the standings. We raced to 10, and there's a big championship belt. It's literally a wrestling championship belt that I had made.
Literally.
For the person who wins, you know, the championship here. Right now, Morgan number two is at 9, I'm at 7, Lunchbox is at 6, Eddie at 4, Amy at 3, Raymundo at 3.
Oh, wow.
I know.
What up, Ray?
What up, Ray?
The Bobby Bones Show.
Big three stories.
Raymundo, what you got?
Most places drop 20 to 30 degrees overnight. Snow, rain, dangerous conditions today. Officials say be careful on the roads. In sports, no more undefeated teams remain in the NFL. The Seattle Seahawks beat the San Francisco 49ers. And finally, the CMA Awards are tomorrow night. We're one day away.
Bobby Bones Show.
Talk to Vinny in Florida, who is sitting there waiting for us. It's early. Vinny, appreciate you calling. What's going on?
Yeah, I was just wanting to see your opinion on the Arkansas coach getting fired.
I didn't like it. I thought they should have given him one more year, but still going to root for him, you know? It's my team.
Yeah. Hey, I'm a Cincinnati Bengal fan. You think your team's bad.
Yeah, I know. That stinks. I think we all have something in our life that really has it. For me, it's, you know, relationships and family and life and Arkansas football and life. It hasn't quite worked out for me yet. Just a couple little things.
All of that?
Just a couple little things. Hey, Vinny, since I have you here, would you like to play a round of the 60-second showdown?
I really can. I ain't got the time. I'm supposed to be working.
It's only 60 seconds, Vinny.
Well, all right. Let's try it.
If you win, Vinny, you get $100 in cash.
Oh, I can almost retire.
Sarcastic, Vinny.
I like Vinny. Vinny, would you like to play Thanksgiving or Outer Space?
Oh, goodness. Let's do Thanksgiving.
All right. If you get all 10 of these right, you win. Are you ready to rock?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, we'll go with that.
I want some money.
All right. He wants some money. Here we go. Here's Vinny in Florida. Hey, what do you do for a living, Vinny, that you're going to get in trouble for if you get caught?
I'm an irrigation supervisor.
Okay. Let's roll. Got to make sure everything gets that water. The most important, sunlight right. And water, two most important things.
That's right.
All right. The clock starts when the first question ends. Here we go. Question number one. What was the name of the boat the pilgrims came over on?
Mayflower.
Correct. Thanksgiving is observed on which Thursday in November?
The 24th.
Well, we'll accept that. It's the fourth or the last one. We'll take that. What's the name of the famous rock where the pilgrims first landed?
Plymouth Rock.
Correct. What's the day after Thanksgiving known as?
Black Friday.
Correct. What two NFL teams always play on Thanksgiving?
Detroit Lions and Packers.
Incorrect. Who is always on the last float of the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade?
Charlie Brown.
Incorrect. What's a male turkey called?
Gobbler.
Correct. What Native American was honored at the first Thanksgiving feast?
Geronimo.
Squanto. Oh, sorry. Which president was the first to give a turkey a presidential pardon in 1987? It was Reagan. Wow, he did really good. You do not get to retire, but you did well. Let's see. The Dallas Cowboys and Detroit Lions are the two Thanksgiving teams.
Yeah.
Santa Claus is on the last float of the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade. He got Gobbler.
I don't know. He should be in the July festival the way they start Christmas early.
Oh.
Vinny's got commentary. I'm enjoying Vinny on this.
He has thoughts on this.
Squanto was the first Native American. What meat was actually served at the first Thanksgiving? It wasn't turkey. It was actually deer.
Oh.
Yeah. And then finally, he got Ronald Reagan. Vinny, you did good. You did good. No money. You can't retire, but you did good. And I appreciate you calling and having thoughts about stuff. You should call us back sometime, Vinny. I enjoyed this.
All right. Thank you, buddy.
All right. Get back to work.
All right.
I'm going to call your boss and tell on you now. That's what I do. If he would have won, I call his boss and tell and then don't send him the money. All right. Oh, Vinny's still on. Hey, look at this. All right, Vinny, go to work. All right, bye-bye. Bobby Bones, come on. On the phone right now, Kelly in Virginia. Kelly, what's happening?
Hi there. How are you, everybody?
Hey, what's going on?
So I'm getting married this Saturday, and I wanted to ask, like, Amy or Lunchbox or anyone else who's been married, what advice they have for the wedding day, because I feel like I'm going to blink and it's all going to be over.
Okay, it's a good question. I'm going to step out of this one. I've never been married, and Morgan number two's never been married. We're the ones. The rest of you guys have all been there. Let's start with the longest marriage first, which is producer Eddie. You've been married for how long?
15 years.
Okay. Now, you got married back in the Stone Age.
Yes. I mean, mine was, my wife, I remember we got married in Hawaii. My wife said she remembers looking outside her hotel window and seeing me snorkel. So I was worry-free the whole day. it wasn't stressful to me. It was a great day. Just have fun is my advice. Don't even worry about it. If someone's late, if someone didn't show up, the photographer's not there, who cares?
You know, you remind me of that story that I saw in the news where late people have happier lives.
Mm-hmm.
And I just thought, yeah. Because they don't care about crap.
That's it.
I don't want to live a happier life where I don't care about crap. Oh. Anyway, that's awesome. I like your story. It triggered me with you going, who cares if you're late?
That would be me, yes.
Yeah. So you say just have fun.
Yeah.
But your wedding, you didn't invite a bunch of people, right?
It was just my parents, her parents, and brothers and sisters. So the fact that we were an hour late, no big deal.
Whew. Amy, you've been
an
married
hour
for
late?
How long? Oh, yeah, you're second, right?
Yes.
How long have you been married?
In December 31st, it'll be 13 years.
Wow. Okay. Your advice for her.
Oh, wow. Well, so we planned our wedding in like 8 weeks, so it was super fast. I feel like it's a little hectic, but I would just say to spend time with the loved ones that are there, because it's hard to gather everybody in. I can't even think of the last time we had that many of our family and friends all together in the same room. So cherish those moments. Really focus in on it and spend time, because you never know. I mean, that could be, if I don't know what family members you have coming in or close friends or best friends, but seriously, thinking back, that is the last time we were all together like that. It's super special.
So to you, it's like value the family that's come in.
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Lunchbox, you got married how long ago?
4.5 years ago.
Your advice for her?
I would say just concentrate on you and your husband. Who cares about everybody else? It's your day.
It's the exact opposite.
It's your day, and everybody's going to be like, oh, can I talk to you? I want to take a picture with you. Oh, do this. It's about you and your husband. Just be in that moment with him, because it is going to go by in the blink of an eye, just like that.
Kelly, how big is the wedding?
We're going to have about 130 guests.
That's good.
Yeah.
And
everybody's going to want a piece of your time.
And what did you take away from that advice? What's the one nugget you're going to take with you to your wedding this weekend?
Well, I definitely agree with Amy, kind of the whole gathering all of our family together. So the wedding's in Pennsylvania, which is where I grew up. And then my fiance and I and all of his family's from Virginia. So it is, I think, what I'm most looking forward to is just having both our families, all of our friends, everybody together in the same place. So just trying to kind of cherish that and take a few minutes to just like really enjoy and hopefully seeing everybody mingle. Our families have met a couple times before, but I think definitely that one I really like.
Well, thank you for calling. Hopefully this has giving you a little vision into what can happen this weekend, and hope it goes awesome, and we'll talk to you soon, okay?
Awesome. Thank you so much.
All right, there
Have
she is.
One.
Kelly in Virginia.
The latest from Nashville and Hollywood. Morgan number two's 30 Second Skinny.
Kacey Musgraves will be performing a duet with Willie Nelson at the CMA Awards. The two will be performing Rainbow Connection, and she wrote on Instagram that it's a full circle moment for her, along with a video of 9-year-old Kacey singing the song. It all goes down tomorrow night at 8, 7 Central on ABC. Jimmy Allen announced he and his fiancée Alexis are expecting their first child together, and it's going to be a baby girl. He says he's happy and nervous because he hears daughters make dads better people. And Shania Twain will be taking the stage at the 2019 American Music Awards to perform a special medley of her big hits from her whole career. It's her first time performing at the AMAs in 16 years, and the show goes down on November 24th on ABC. I'm Morgan number two. That's your Skinny.
The Bobby Bone Show.
It's time for the good news.
With Bobby.
Tell me something good.
Louis Shaw dropped out of school at 17 and joined the Marines in 1943. He never graduated from high school, but the World War II veteran has finally received his diploma more than 70 years later. Shaw was awarded the diploma during a Veterans Day ceremony at Claremore High School in Oklahoma, where he put on a red cap and gown over his military uniform. 95 years old. Wow. He said he made it through life without graduating, but says it is a thrill to finally have that diploma now. I'm a sucker for people going back and getting their degrees.
Yeah, that's awesome.
That's a good one. And he's also 95 years old, which that's awesome too in itself. So there you go. That's what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Bobby Bone Show.
Bonehead.
Story of the day.
This story comes to us from Bend, Oregon. Two men were watching football this weekend, LSU, Alabama. One's cheering for LSU, one's cheering for Alabama. They've been friends for over 20 years. They argue, one goes to leave. One guy pulls a shotgun and shoots his friend in the back.
But he was trying to leave.
Yeah, but he didn't want him to leave, and the argument wasn't over, he felt like. And they said alcohol was involved.
I'm assuming, though, nobody was seriously injured.
Right. He went to the hospital and was released. But they've been friends for over 20 years. And he shot him over an LSU-Alabama game.
And neither one of them, like, the story's not even from the South.
Right.
Oh, yeah, they're not even from
They're in Bend, Oregon. Hey, shout out to Bend, Oregon. Oh, okay. I was just there.
I see what you're saying.
But I'm saying it wasn't like they were in Baton Rouge, right, which I would go, still not good, but I get it. Mm-hmm. It wasn't like they were in Tuscaloosa, where I'd be like, still not good, but I get it. But, and then what happens? Does somebody go to jail for that?
The one guy that shot him was arrested.
All right, there you go.
I'm Lunchbox. That's your Bonehead Story of the Day.
Folks, it's your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bone.
Let's go. Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bone Show.
That's right.
Now, nah, here he is.
Turn it up.
Come on, Bobby.
All right, normal or nah, this is an Amy story where you did what?
I got my husband, my two kids, our dog, our kids' scooters, and we drove to the neighborhood we might live in, and we parked a car, and we walked around acting like we lived there just to see what it was like. We went on a walk, like a family walk, just to see.
Even got the dog, the scooters.
Yeah, we had the whole feel. Like, it would be what we do on a nice day. We all go outside, and we go for a walk around the neighborhood.
And how did it feel?
Felt awesome. I mean, it felt really good. The kids just, the streets are a lot bigger than where we live right now, so there was more room. Like, where we live right now is almost like in the middle of townish. There's like lots of stop signs and lights, and you have to wait for this. And this was just free riding. Like, they loved it. Wasn't too busy, not a lot of cars. Where we live now, a lot of cars. Where we live now, honestly, kind of got to watch your back. Something bad might happen to you. There was nothing. Like, just, it was like Mr. Rogers' neighborhood or something. Everyone was waving and smiling and telling us to have a great day, and we were like waving back and talking to them, and I was like, oh my gosh, they probably totally think we live here, but we don't.
In my head, I visualize you guys walking down the street and that, you make my dreams come true. So, normal or nah? I'm gonna go normal. I like it. You're just trying to get the whole feel, because buying a house is...
It's a huge deal.
The biggest thing you do in your life except for have kids.
Right.
It's a big deal.
Yeah.
It's like a preliminary walkthrough.
Yeah. And I like it that you're that committed to it. So I'm going to go normal. Lunchbox?
Nah, that is so weird. I've never heard of anybody in my life going to a neighborhood and practice walking the neighborhood to see if they like it. It just seems weird. Like, families probably were watching you climb out of your vehicle, unload scooters and a dog, and they're like, what are these people doing?
Well, we thought
doing?
About that. We actually thought about that. I don't know if I clarified where we parked, but we parked at my dad's assisted living place is close to the neighborhood. So, and yeah, we parked there and then walked, which was amazing because we could park at his place and walk around. Or from our house, we could walk to see him.
So one normal, one nah. Eddie?
I would say not nah, but I wish I would have done this to my with my house because I didn't know that there was going to be so much traffic in my house before we bought it. Now that we bought it, it's like, man, there's a lot of traffic. We can't even walk the kids in front of the house because it is dangerous. Amy, this is kind of normal.
Yeah. See,
so
and
two
maybe,
normals, one nah.
All right, well, a convert. He was a nah, but now he says normal.
But now I wish I would have been normal before I bought my house.
What's happening? Because you and Lunchbox have been looking at the same house to buy.
Yeah.
It sounds like she's...
That's the neighborhood I was in. Say,
it sounds like the neighborhood that we were looking in because you said it was right by your father's. I was like...
Yeah, I sound more committed because I'm doing my due diligence. I don't know that you're doing that.
We don't need to go walking through the neighborhood. We know we walk through any neighborhood. You walk on the side of the road and you walk and you let your dog go to the bathroom. You don't pick it up and you move on.
See, this is why I don't want him to be in my neighborhood.
But you guys aren't going to be. There's one house.
Yeah, there's only one house. You're not going to split it in two.
Are you going to make an offer on this house?
I mean, yes. I don't know if Lunchbox has a number, though. I was trying to talk to him about it, like a cinema text.
Yeah.
Also, because I found out, I mean, we looked at it, but then knowing that he went to the open house 2 weeks before I even knew the house was on, I was like, well, shoot, is the nice thing for me to do is let him try to have it first?
No, the nice thing is just live your life. And if you want the house, make the offer on what you feel comfortable with. And then, because you could be there 20 years, 30 years.
It's just awkward.
Okay, and it'll pass. But you could be there 20, 30 years. You guys probably won't work together that long. Then you'll be in a house later on.
Okay.
Like,
why is one of us getting canned?
You never know. Never know.
I had to guess.
Well, okay.
Well,
all I'm saying is,
I mean, people online were telling me you need to give Amy the house because her kids need a good school and you don't need to worry. And I'm like, wow. Like,
yeah, you don't need to worry about it yet.
Amy, where are you right now?
We're like 90%. Like, we looked at a few other ones, but that one still is coming in the lead.
Lunchbox?
Oh, we're at 91% today.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Today we were packing up the car and we were going to get the dog. We were going to go walk around their neighborhood.
No,
now
but
just
for real.
No, 91%.
But what are you going to, are you making an offer?
We're pretty close.
Because, I mean, I've been texting with my realtor every day, nervous about this. And she said still no offers are in, so I know Lunchbox hasn't budgeted yet. But, like, we're ready to counter, maybe, if he goes first.
Oh, you're going to let him go first?
Oh, my gosh.
Interesting. Love it. The Bobby Bones Show. Shayna in Arkansas is on the phone right now. Shayna, what's going on with you?
Hello?
Hey, well, you're on the air. What's going on?
It's Bobby Bones?
Yeah.
I'm so anxious. Oh, I'm so happy to get to talk to you. I listen to you every morning.
Thank you
and all of your group is so awesome. I listen to you every morning. I open the store at 4 from 5 o'clock till 10 o'clock. I am listening to you.
Well, thank you very much.
I just wanted to know.
Is there anything you'd like us to do more of? We're here to please.
No, I love everything that y'all do. Everything.
Well, easy as pie. Where do you live in Arkansas?
Springdale.
Okay, I have your vote for governor, right?
Oh, of course.
Thank you very much.
Anytime.
One at a time.
Anytime.
Anytime.
She doesn't even care your platform. Okay. Anytime.
Shayna, thank you for calling. Thank you for listening to us at work, too. Appreciate that so much.
Anytime.
All right, bye-bye.
Thank you for talking to me.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye. The Bobby Bones
Show. Let's go over and do a segment about food with Morgan number two.
It's time for Food World Num 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 with Morgan number two.
Cracker Barrel is selling an entire Thanksgiving dinner for just $125.
What do you get in this entire dinner?
You get two turkeys, cornbread dressing, turkey gravy, cranberry relish, choice of three sides like green bean casserole, mashed potatoes, mac and cheese, whatever. And then you get yeast rolls and pumpkin and pecan pie.
So all of that for $125.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, this is not a commercial in any way.
Mm-mm.
And how late can you order it?
You can do it up to as 24 hours in advance, so like right the day before, but I suggest you probably do it a little bit sooner than that.
But right, like full Thanksgiving dinner.
It's pretty amazing.
That sounds appealing.
Without having to go to the store, without having to cook, and you can get it up to a day out.
Mm-hmm.
A thought that was pretty good. I thought our listeners need to know about that.
Yeah, they did.
All right, that's Food World. Num, 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 num. Thank you.
That was Food World with Morgan number two. Num, num, num.
There you go. By the way, get together at my house a week from tonight. And I think the email was sent out that said you could bring someone. You plus wanted if you wanted to.
Mm-hmm.
Are you bringing your husband?
Yes.
Okay.
Is that okay?
It's great.
Yeah. He's never been in town. I was like, hey, are you in town? He said, yes. I was like, yay, because he's never able to go to anything.
Looks like I get this Cracker Barrel stuff from my house.
Do it.
I don't think it's, you know, can't get it that early.
Not that early.
Yeah. So I got a plan B to get a bunch of food over there.
Yeah, what are we eating?
I don't know yet. Good stuff, though, I think.
Okay.
Hopefully not bad stuff. But it's going to start at 6. That's okay with everybody, right?
Yeah.
Because
I know it's a Tuesday night. It's Tuesday.
That's how you roll.
HOA Dues Day.
Mm-hmm.
Housewives going booze Tuesday. Day. We're just talking about Tuesday.
Dinner at your house day.
Yeah. So, all right. I think there's going to be like 20 people there. Can I hold 20 people in my house?
Yeah. Yeah.
I never had that many people over it once before.
Yeah. I tried to ask Bobby if we could move in with him, but he didn't even reply to it.
No, what? I thought she was kidding. She was
You would notice us.
She was like, while we were moving house to house, can my whole family move into your house? And I thought she was kidding. What do you think that would be a kidding
thing? Sounds like a joke.
Yeah, it's a joke.
But by the way, Eddie's lived with me before.
I have.
Yep.
Mike D has lived with me before.
Yep.
I'm taking in most people.
Why? Just because I have a husband, two kids, and a dog?
It's a little different, Amy. Yeah.
If you really needed somewhere to stay, you could for sure stay at my house.
Okay. I have you on record.
Yeah, no, you're really good. If you're like, I don't have
anywhere
to stay.
No, I believe you.
You for sure could stay at my house.
We'll figure something out. But yeah, thank you.
And it's almost the holidays. You can go, aren't you out of town anyway?
A little bit.
Yeah. Anyway, you could always stay at my house.
Thank you.
And you're bringing your husband.
To the party, yes.
Yeah. Mike, are you bringing your girlfriend? She going to be in town? No. Lunchbox, bring your wife?
She's trying to get out of a work commitment, so we will see.
Eddie?
Yeah, I'll bring my wife.
You bring the kids?
No, just a plus one, right?
Yeah.
Not plus 20?
Yeah, no kids. Morgan, number two?
Nope, just by myself.
That's what I feel like, too. By the way, I will say, the CMA Awards.
What?
I'm taking Amy.
Oh!
She wanted to go. She gets first pick.
Wow.
So she's first round draft pick.
Dang, Morgan, number two, you okay?
Yeah, I'm good.
No jealousy?
Why?
No,
why are y'all turning this into a thing?
No, because...
No, mostly I meant because everybody wanted me to take a date.
Well, yeah, it's a TV thing, too.
Oh, yeah. Right. And I wish you had a date to take. We want that for you. Don't we, guys?
Yeah.
All right.
I can't wait for the year that you have a date to everything, because that's what you really want that to share with somebody. I know you do.
But instead, I'm taking my married...
co-host.
Yeah. Mom.
Is that work wife?
Co-host. Yeah. No. It'll be good, though. No problem. It'll be good.
Yeah.
It'll be good. The
Bobby Bones Show. Here's Amy's pile of stories.
So Jimmy Dean Sausage, they're running a holiday promotion again where if you submit a photo of a sausage recipe that you cooked, you could get a prize like sausage-scented wrapping paper or sausage-flavored candy canes. So if you're interested, you just got to check out jimmydeangiftexchange.com. Mm.
Sausage-flavored candy canes is interesting, and I would try it, although it does not sound like it would be good.
Oh, I think the scented wrapping paper sounds cool.
I think that's cool, but I would just be like, did you cook around this?
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't think it was actually the paper, but the candy cane thing's kind of weird and novel. What else you got?
Okay, so there could be this new online, well, I don't know if it's new, but an online pickup thing that's now coming to light. Like, this guy sent this girl a message on Facebook telling her that his grandfather died, and she's like, what? Out of nowhere? And he's like, oh, sorry, I meant to send that to somebody else. But then he has her sympathy, and his foot is in the door. So then he started chatting with her and then hitting on her. And so she posted a screenshot of it because she thought it was creepy because it's a new pickup thing, like trying to take advantage of a death that didn't even really happen to get a girl. So just be aware that this is happening online. Don't fall for it.
Okay, good to know.
Would you ever do that? No.
I think it's an interest. No, I wouldn't.
I know, but
I can see where people that have a soft heart would be like, oh.
Right?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's an interesting concept of how to get in with someone. Not a good way to do it, but I could see whether that would work. Okay, thank you for that. What else?
Well, so Netflix is losing $1.6 billion because of password sharing. Now, that's assuming that everyone who's borrowing a password would sign up if they could.
You know? Because, I mean, obviously, if they're sharing with someone, maybe they can't afford the membership or whatever. But let's say they could and they all signed up. That's how much Netflix would be getting.
Yeah.
$1.6 billion. And that's why people are going to jail.
No. It's not why people are going to jail.
I thought they were. I thought it was like Napster.
They're not putting people in jail yet.
Are you sure?
Positive. Nor would they put them in jail. They would just... No, they're not doing that yet.
Oh, I heard you could get in a lot of trouble, though. You might get fined. Are you sure people are going to jail?
I think they're just scaring people at this point.
I must have gotten an email.
That'd be pretty harsh if they went to jail for that.
You know the...
What are you in for? Stole my friend's Netflix password?
You did not.
Email PSA things that go around. It was probably one of those that said, are you sharing a Netflix
There was a news story saying they were going to start chasing people down, but I don't think they have. Again, but that's only like $12 a month crime. That's going to be a super misdemeanor. They're not going to put you in jail for that.
Yeah, but for somebody, they're going to use you to prove a point.
Okay, maybe one person
and you're gonna,
has to do a $10,000 fine, something like that.
That's going
to
be a bummer.
Yeah. That would be a bummer if you were the one. Because Lunchbox steals. What do you steal?
I steal Netflix. I steal, what is that? No, Hulu busted me and told me I couldn't do it anymore. And Amazon Prime now got our own. So I guess just Netflix.
You heard it here. He's admitting.
Oh, I shouldn't have said that.
Nice work. All right, there you go.
I'm Amy. That's my pile.
That was Amy's pile of stories. It's time for the good news.
With Amy.
Tell me something good.
So someone messed up the schedule at a Waffle House in Alabama, and only one employee showed up for a Saturday night shift, and things got super busy. So three random customers that were there and noticed that the guy working, Ben, was a little desperate, couldn't handle it all. They pitched in by running food, bussing tables, and doing dishes.
That's funny. I saw pictures of this, and
yes.
they were behind the counter. They just were so like, hey, cool. We're going to help, and they jumped over and started helping.
Yeah.
One of my friends in college tried to do that too, but he was really drunk.
Oh.
And he was like, I think I'm going to try to, because they have that, we just go to Waffle House all the time. And he was like, they have that big, it almost looks like a hibachi grill.
Oh, yeah, the flat iron.
That they cook on. And he's like, oh, I can do that. And so he jumped over and then they threw him back over. And we didn't do that anymore. And we didn't make Tell Me Something Good. But I was the sober one there. But good for them. I saw the video. Nobody got hurt. People got their food, got their tables cleaned.
No, it was like everybody pitched in. It was awesome.
There you go. That's what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Folks, it's your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go. Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right.
Now, here he is.
Turn it up.
Come on, Bobby.
Let's go over to Amy with the Morning Corny, the Thanksgiving edition here on the show.
The Morning Corny.
Why does the turkey hate to play baseball?
Why does the turkey hate to play baseball?
Because he hits a lot of foul balls.
Okay, that one's pretty good. Yeah. That was pretty good. That was pretty good.
That was the Morning Corny.
I especially liked how you went straight into the character of the shake and bake girl. That's shake and bake, and I help.
Shake and bake.
That's shake and bake, and I help. How's he like baseball?
Bobby Bones Show.
Yesterday, I was pretty excited because I go to get me a chicken sandwich, and the sign is not on the drive-thru that says out. It's been out for 2 days. And I'm like, oh, like, get me a chicken sandwich. And so there's a line, and I wait for like 30 minutes to get me a chicken sandwich from Popeye's Chicken. I'm not trying to get beat up or stabbed. I'm in my car. The news has kept me out of the store. And so I'm pretty excited, and I'm going like four cars back. I'm like, I'm about to get me a chicken sandwich. This is great. I'm pretty excited about the day because I've been hearing about this. It's like when you're at Six Flags or you're at Disney World and you're about to get on the ride and you've been there for so long. And so three cars are left, and I'm like, oh! Oh, I'm about to get me a chicken sandwich. And so the next car moves two cars, and I can start to see the sign a bit, and I can see the writing on there, and I'm getting closer. And then one car goes, there's just one car in front of me, and I can taste the chicken already. I don't even know what it tastes like, and I can taste the chicken. I can just taste all the news stories we've been telling about chicken sandwich. Pretty pumped about it. So that car moves, and here I go. I'm up to the thing that walking to Popeye's order. And I was like, yeah, take a chicken sandwich. And I was ready for them to give me the bad news that they were out of chicken sandwiches. And they were like, all right, you got it. And I said, you know what? I'll take two chicken sandwiches. And they said, all right, we got it. So I drive up and I'll make my order. I drive up to the window and they open the window and it's one of those windows that open from the inside and it swings open.
Why all the details? What's going
to
happen?
Because he's delaying getting to his bite of the chicken sandwich.
The door's swinging inside.
It's swinging on the inside. She's in a red shirt.
I was just about to ask what she was wearing.
Yeah. And all I can think about is this is about to be the best chicken sandwich I've ever had in my life. Two of them, by the way. So they put in the bag, and they're two individual bags. They put the chicken sandwiches in two smaller individual bags, like kind of paper foily bags. And they put them in, and I put my hand in, and they're kind of warm, and I can feel them on the outside of the bag. And so I don't want to eat it right there because I really want to experience it at home. And I'm like 8 minutes from home. So I'm at Popeye's. I got my two chicken sandwiches. It's about to be a great day. Either way, I'm about to put it into this. Are they great or are they not? About to just crush a spicy chicken sandwich. And I get home, and I take it out, and I take a bite of it, and I'm like, this is not spicy at all. I didn't order the spicy chicken sandwich. I ordered a regular non-spicy chicken sandwich by accident. An idiot. And
so
that's okay.
It wasn't good.
They have two.
Yeah, I wanted the spicy chicken sandwich is the one that's making everybody get stabbed. That's the new thing.
Oh.
I didn't even order it, and I could have ordered it and ordered two regular chicken sandwiches.
And how was that?
It was fine, but it was just chicken. Who cares? I want the spicy chicken sandwich.
But it was the one with the breaded, not grilled.
I don't even know. All I know is it wasn't spicy. I looked at it, and it said regular chicken sandwich. So now I got to go back today. Oh. And then I didn't eat for the rest of the day because it was way too heavy.
I'm surprised you didn't take one bite and then just call quits.
Well, I was still hungry, and I waited in line for like 40 minutes.
Right.
I didn't get the right chicken sandwich.
Okay.
So.
Thought we were going to get the official review.
Me too.
No, I did too. I was so ready to bring it for you guys. Dang. But I did wait in line 40 minutes for a regular generic garbage chicken sandwich. It was fine, but.
But not even like better than Chick-fil-A. Fine.
No, not regular chicken. No, it was fine. But then again, I was so full, because I had one. I didn't even eat dinner. I didn't even eat my 5 o'clock Fit 33 dinner.
Wow, so you haven't eaten since that chicken sandwich?
No. Oh, no. Anyway, I did not, but it wasn't not the spicy chicken sandwich. Last night, Dancing with the Stars, did you watch it?
I didn't watch, but I voted.
Which is what we should do, but Lauren was in the bottom two.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. She did not go home, but they put her up for on the old chopping block.
Yeah.
And Sean Spicer went home. First time he's been put in the bottom two. They've been begging that dude to be in the bottom two.
Mm-hmm.
And they finally cut him, which they should have. But Lauren's in the final two, but semifinals are next week. So she probably, her dancing last night was probably bottom two worthy because everybody else was so good. She did well, but it's a tough deal on that show now. So we really got to hit it up next week for her and get those votes in. But yeah, she was in the bottom two. I stayed up and watched that. Got up this morning. My car was frozen shut. Unbelievable.
He had 24 hours.
I didn't even get my spicy chicken sandwich, and then my car was frozen.
He's having a day.
Yeah.
I get up.
Hear that.
And last night got cold, and then all of a sudden it started raining, which turned into snow. And I'll give you guys a tip, one that I'd shared yesterday, but it worked for me, was if your car is iced over on the windshield, take a Ziploc bag and fill it with hot water, zip the top of it up, and take it and run it down your windshield. I'd seen it on TikTok and didn't know if it worked or not. So this morning I was just at home and I was locked in. So I did it. It was awesome. All the ice came right off the windshield. And so I did that today. But my side view mirrors were frozen to the side of my car, and they're the kind that pop out.
Oh, and
They wouldn't pop out. So first of all, I didn't get a chicken sandwich. My car is ice shut and I can't see to change lanes. So I'm driving in the same lane the whole way to work today.
It makes me think of that time I picked you up in the snow to drive you to work.
There's a difference, Amy. Amy did like a straw hole through her front windshield. I had my whole front windshield clear.
Right. I had nothing clear. And we just were like guessing what road
you
we
were guessing.
Mm-hmm. I was like rolling down the window, putting my head outside to be like, wait, are we on the road?
Yeah. So I got to work safely this morning. I never wanted to change lanes. When I finally did, I had to change lanes to the left. I had to stick my head out the window, and it's freezing cold, and Ace Ventura the thing. I had to look out the window with my head on the window. I have a bunch of stuff to get to today. First of all, I was reading this story about this grandmother. She's 64 years old. When she sleeps, she hears gunshots in her head.
Oh, that's terrible.
So much so that she thinks they're real, that she used to jump out of bed. She used to call the cops. Imagine that it's happening and it's that clear. that it's a gunshot, but it's something that's happening in your brain. In the middle of the night, she is woken by gunshots. She dived out of bed. She called police. When noise kept occurring months and months and months, they realized that it was a bizarre condition. That's why. It's a sleep disorder that she has. Mm-hmm. It doesn't happen in the daytime, only when she's sleeping. The startled grandmother dived out of her bed, and officers came and found no evidence. And then she continued to hear gunshots on a weekly basis. She takes sleeping pills each night, but doctors have warned that she may never shake the condition. People with exploding head syndrome, I would have thought that was like that emoji. That's what that sounds like to me, that one.
Oh, yeah, the mind
blown.
So
there's a name for it, so other people have it too?
Mm-hmm. It's called EHS. They hear loud noises when going to sleep or waking up. It can be explosions or fireworks to slam doors or guns or roars or thunder. So it is not common, but there are enough people with it that it has a name. But it, how about that? You can do nothing about it.
Oh, my gosh. That's terrible.
It's like the people that wake up with the accent after a fall.
Or they wake up and they can paint.
Yeah. Play piano.
Yeah.
That wouldn't be how I would do. I would wake up and something, I'd be missing an arm or something.
The opposite.
Some people get way smarter. I saw that. Thought that was wild. By the way, you can go to bobbybones.com and vote. We're moments away from the poll page being up where we did our fiction. It's up. Mm-hmm. Our fictional draft characters are up. If you want to vote at bobbybones.com, go on over and hit that up. I saw that. I do have a clip of Sam Hunt talking to Lunchbox yesterday about Ray. Now, Raymundo is the biggest Sam Hunt fan in the whole world.
Huge.
So much so that it gets a little awkward when he comes in.
Probably. We talk. We're conversational, I guess. But you guys build it up that I'm such a huge fan, so yes, it's an awkward environment.
You comment with really awkward comments on his Instagram page.
That's the internet, though, not in real life.
All right, here's the clip.
What would it take for you to go to lunch with Ray?
I was going to hit him up recently to see if he wanted to play basketball, because he mentioned basketball last time we were in there.
Stop it.
So, I'm gonna reach out to him and try to get him in a pickup game.
He will make his life if you invite him. And then if you pick him number one.
I think y'all exaggerate his enthusiasm towards
him. I don't think. He tries to dress like Sam Hunt. He thinks he is Sam Hunt.
I doubt that.
Dang.
But I like Ray, man. He's a cool dude, and I'd love to shoot some hoops with him. So I have to recruit him to play some basketball.
Yeah!
Raymundo, do you even play ball?
Yes. Me and him are going to go around town throwing alley-oops to each other. Playing at local parks. This is great.
Would you hop in a car and drive around town with them playing ball?
Dude, me, him, we probably got to pick up a third, maybe you, and dude, just go dominate these 3-on-3 tournaments.
Oh, now you're doing tournament play with Sam.
Well, yeah, that's what he's probably talking about, these Gus Macker things, man. Pop it off, dude.
I don't know any of the last words Raymundo said.
Me neither.
Well, he's probably thinking he's down low in the post. I'm a point guard. I'm going to be feeding him the ball the whole game.
Mm.
That is legit. Launch, good work. Good reporting.
Hey, you're welcome, dude.
You do kind of dress like Sam Hunt, too, on purpose.
Yeah!
He loves that you say that.
We show up on the court, me and him are wearing the same thing. I'm like, oh, this is awkward.
All right. Well, good for you, Raymundo. I'd love to see that happen.
Sure.
Would you go play pickup ball with him and his boys?
Yes. I'm telling you, I used to play ball in high school. I never played in college, but I played all the time.
But when's the last time you played?
When did we dust it off in Brentwood?
Like 4 years ago.
Five years ago, maybe.
Did we ever play ball?
Yeah, we did.
We got a fight because Ray was a small guy and someone kept yelling mouse in the house and Ray was getting mad. Ray was getting mad.
You were the mouse in the house.
Yeah, that was not good.
Wait, Ray, did you really get mad?
Yes.
Well, when people keep saying that, it honestly was offensive.
Ray's 5'6", right?
Right.
And so someone kept yelling mouse in the house, talking about Ray being the mouse.
Well, who was yelling it?
Nathan, mate.
Oh. Yeah. Oh, okay. Well, that's weird.
I forgot all about that.
He's sensitive, too. Yeah. Okay.
But that was 5 years ago.
Yeah, so the last time that you played was when we dusted it off and played in Brentwood.
But I got new basketball shoes. I just got the James Harden, so I'm good.
I didn't think about that.
Oh, wow. Perfect. Yeah, new shoes. Who dis?
All right. Let's play Sam Hunt, Ken Folks. I forgot Ray got so mad at people yelling mouse in the house at him.
Yes.
That means there's a little guy down low, like in the paint.
Yeah,
mouse
I get
in the
it.
House. Yeah. You know how I was talking about the woman who had the EHS exploding head syndrome?
Yeah.
Not that her head was exploding, but she heard exploding sounds while she was sleeping all the time. And they were so clear, she thought they were gunshots. Well, so Mike D hands me this story during that last song. And this girl's name is Susan Root. And she has a diagnosis where she has a song stuck in her head that she can't get out ever.
Ah.
And the song constantly plays in her head. And you want to know what song it was?
Yeah, yeah.
How much is that doggy in the window?
Roof, roof. Yeah. 2010, she was at work. She loved the song, and the song has spun in her head over and over again that it frightens her. She cannot get it out. Doctors say she has a rare form of tinnitus called musical tinnitus. Also, it features musical hallucinations.
What?
The condition has resulted in many sleep This is like a horror movie.
Yeah.
This is like before some baby doll comes to life and stabs you. Or like a puppy. Or like the puppy starts talking to you.
I thought the same thing too.
Like a scary... Yeah.
Like this starts playing and then it's like something bad's about to happen.
Can you imagine this? Any song over and over again. But this is in her head all the time. Sleep deprived nights. She has reached her breaking point, she reports. Both her and her husband have found the problem frustrating when they're trying to talk because music at times drowns out their conversation in her head.
Wow.
Yeah. I mean, I could get it if it was Sam Hunt Kinfolks. He'd be like, let me introduce it to my kinfolks. Okay.
It's time for the good news.
With Lunchbox.
Tell me something good.
Yesterday was Veterans Day, and 70-year-old Army vet Ernest Dotson said, you know what, I'm going to play the lottery. And he played a Cash 5 ticket in North Carolina, and he won $277,000.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah, he said he's going to pay off his house, pay off his car, and buy himself a TV, and it feels great to be debt-free for the first time.
Wow. Good for him. That's awesome. That's what it's all about right there.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Folks, it's your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go. Across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right.
Now, here he is.
Turn it up.
Come on, Bobby.
Well, my dog's at the vet again today. He has to have another eye surgery. So when he went in and his eye was fixed and then all of a sudden it wasn't fixed again, not even sure what happened. Took him back to the vet yesterday and the vet's like, bring him back in. So he's got to have another eye surgery today. So I let him sleep in the bed some last night. You can see on my Instagram story, Mr. Bobby Bones. But
so cute.
Poor guy just was born with a bunch of problems, and now we're just trying to fix them.
Mm-hmm.
And I called and I talked to Ryan Hurd, who has a bulldog like mine. And he was like, man, once you get them through the cone stage, they're great.
But, oh, there's a stage.
Well, these bulldogs, they've been bred a specific way forever.
Wow.
And I took this dog because he was so beat up. They knew it was going to take some money to fix him. And so it's kind of why I took him, because he was the one that was not in the best shape. And so, but we're getting there. But he has another eye surgery today. It's just he doesn't know any different. He's running around yesterday just like a bowling ball. So that happened. That's on my Instagram story. Also on my Instagram, like on my main feed, I was going through my closet and I was donating a bunch of clothes to Goodwill. And then I have clothes that I bring in to Eddie and Mike D, and they will take them and wear them too. And I'm in a good place because I do American Idol, where they go, hey, we'll get you clothes for the show. And then so I just kind of, the clothes I don't wear anymore, I donate. And I give a lot to these two guys. But I had a suit that I'm not going to wear anymore. And I said, hey, I bet somebody in our listening or one of my Instagram followers could use this suit. So I get up and hold the suit up. And you can see it if you go over to my Instagram. If you can use this suit, just post in the comment. I'm just going to pick somebody. I'm just going to start doing this too, because these suits are good for people. Job interviews, weddings, for a lot of reasons. Yeah. I could never afford a suit growing up. And now I got some suits, so let me help out people, because people helped me out when I was younger. So you can go see, you can post there, and I think I'll probably do this a bit. Not selling them, just going to give them away.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Hope there are no Instagram rules against giving away clothes. You know how they have rules against everything?
I know, but I think...
They won't shut me down for that, right? Because sometimes they'll shut down people for giving away food.
If they
at the end of the night.
Shut down for this.
Yeah.
That'd be crazy.
What, quit Instagram?
Yeah, you show them.
Like they would care. So that's on my Instagram page. Also, I was watching this clip on my Instagram story of Alex Trebek. Did you guys see the end of that Jeopardy episode?
No.
Yeah.
Where he choked him up. Mm-hmm. So Alex Trebek is doing Final Jeopardy, and he goes to one of the guys, and I guess the guy doesn't know the answer. So what he writes on the screen was to Alex, and Alex Trebek got a little emotional. Here's that clip.
Prove you're smiling. I like that. Let's take a look at your response. Did you come up with the right one? No. What is, we love you out. That's very kind. Thank you. Cost you $19.95. You're left with $5. Okay.
Mm. Oh. Yeah. Pretty touching, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, thought that was pretty cool.
Yeah.
Boy, Instagram bringing me a lot of joy. I get between that, I get on TikTok and Instagram. Like, I'll go to my For You page on Instagram and laugh. It's all office memes, basically. And then TikTok, man, I sit there and laugh. You guys are missing the boat on TikTok.
No, I downloaded the app.
Did you go? Do you laugh like I do?
Yeah, I mean, I watch some stuff. My kids like it a lot.
I'm telling you, me, Mike D, Mike Science, we're just sending TikToks to each other all the time.
Like Amy said, kids.
No, I don't think. I just think that I need to get more into it.
Okay.
I'm teasing you, man.
Disney Plus launches today, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So, and I think I have it. For
already?
No, maybe I have Apple TV Plus. I don't know. There's so many I can't remember what I have because I just got a message on my phone going, you get it free for a year. So that's got to be Apple TV Plus, right? On my iPhone. Did maybe. You guys get that? Because no. You have an iPhone?
No.
No, I was hoping no, I so. That. I need my dad to get that for free because he really wants to watch The Elephant Queen.
Which one's that on? This is the issue. We're not going to know where everything
I know.
Is.
Right, I know. It's on Apple Plus, and my dad's like, oh, but I don't want to pay the whatever monthly to get it. And I'm like, well, Dad, if you think you'll watch a lot of this stuff, then we can let's download it, pay for it. But that's where Elephant Queen is.
Well, Disney Plus launches today some of the new shows. The live-action remake of Lady and the Tramp. The series premiere of the new High School Musical show. The movie Noelle. Anna Kendrick is Kris Kringle's daughter, which is interesting. Oh,
yes, I've seen this.
The preview?
Yeah, well, my son showed it to me. It's pretty funny.
A series premiere of Marvel's Hero Project, a documentary series about kids who are making positive changes in their community.
Oh, love okay. that.
Yeah, also on TV tonight, Running Wild with Bear Grylls on Nat Geo, where he takes Joel McHale to the Arizona Slot Canyons.
Mm.
By the way, mine was revealed where I was going. I saw it. I posted it on Instagram. I guess I can say now.
Tell everyone.
Just say it.
Dude, that's been a long secret.
It has, but someone wrote it in a news story.
Oh. Okay, then it's out.
I still am a little scared. also, Dolly Parton, here she comes again at 9 Central on ABC. And they flew down and talked to me for a while on this. Here's one clip of, because they were like, why is Dolly so big? And instead of going through all the hits, I was like, she's got a theme park named after her.
It's true.
Here's a clip of that.
Dolly Parton has a theme park named after her. How many people actually have a theme park named after them? Well, Walt Disney and Dolly Parton. I mean, is there a Johnny Six Flags? I'm not sure, but I mean,
there would never be Luke Bryan Land yet. Luke, not yet. Soon enough. So tonight, you can check out the Dolly Parton special.
Love that.
I was pretty honored they asked me to be a part of that. I mm-hmm. love Dolly. So, and then tomorrow night is CMA Awards.
Yeah.
I gotta check out this Disney Plus. Let's go over to Kate in New York. Kate, appreciate you calling the show. What's going on?
Good morning. Good morning, studio.
Morning.
I just wanted to, call you out. The video that you posted on Instagram yesterday while you were giving away the suit or trying to donate it, is nobody going to talk about the fact that your t-shirt was inside out and backwards?
I wrote it on my post.
Oh, yeah.
I was like, hey, I was trying
on clothes. Oh, I didn't even notice.
Yeah, you got too finger happy by calling up here to bust my balls and all of a sudden, or bust my whatever you got.
Oh, chops.
Yeah, chops. Yeah. That's what I mean. That's what chops. Yeah. Yeah, I wrote that on there. Listen, I had spent like 2 hours going through clothes to donate clothes. And I had a section going to Goodwill, a section going to Mike and Eddie, some going to Amy. And I said, I have a nice suit here I'm going to donate to somebody who needs it. And yeah, I had a tank top on backwards, had a sports coat on, had a pair of shorts on. It was a whole thing.
Was it an accident? Why did you have it backwards?
Just because I was trying clothes on and off okay. and making see what fit. And I was like, you know what? I'm just going to make a video. And then Kate wants a call and bust my chops. Yeah, I did write that on there, Kate.
I guess I didn't read the whole post, but I looked through the comments and I was like, is nobody talking about this? What? How are people not realizing this?
I'm going to read, but Kate, hold your horses.
My fault.
I'm going to
I
read
apologize.
Here what I wrote. I write, I'm hey sorry. Guys, going through my closet donating stuff tonight, wanted to give this suit to one of you who can really use it. It's legit. Also, I know I'm in shorts, a backward tank top, and a sports coat. It's been a long day. Watch the video and hit up the comments.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Kate.
I mean, but that's just okay. a lesson. No, Kate is a prime example of like a lot of times we think people are reading what we're saying to help with what's happening in the picture, but nobody is. Nobody's reading.
I read most of it. I just didn't read all the way to the end. I was like, oh, cool. He's giving away a coat. Like, if you're serious, you know, like, don't. Like, I watched the video. I'm sorry. I'm sorry, Bobby. I didn't mean to call you out.
All right, Kate.
I'm sorry.
All right. Hey, I hope you have a good day. I'm just giving you a hard time. Thank you for calling.
Thanks. Thanks, you too.
All right, bye-bye. Let me go over to Joe in Georgia. Hey, Joe, what's up, dude?
Good morning, studio.
Morning.
How are we doing today?
We're pretty good. We're here. You know, tomorrow night's the big CMA Awards. I'm getting a lot of texts, though, about who am I taking. I'm taking Amy with me to the CMAs. And I sent Amy a picture of where they put us in the show. Yeah, so look for us. We're in the front row.
All right.
Really? I'm sitting next to Pink.
What?
I know. Pretty cool.
Kind of crazy.
I'm just calling to say thank you to you guys. You make it a lot easier for me being out here on the road. I'm a truck driver. And it makes me feel better when I'm missing the wife and the kids.
I appreciate that. You feel like we're your kids?
Oh, no problem.
We're the idiot kids. Yeah.
But you make the day a whole lot better.
All right, Joe.
I really do appreciate all you guys do.
Where are you right now on the road?
I'm just north of Macon, heading up into Lawrenceville, Georgia. Drop off this load of steel.
A load of steel? Wow.
Yeah.
How heavy is that?
Yeah. 51,000. I'm just sitting right at 80,000 pounds on gross weight.
Wow. You doing a nickel down the highway?
Over and out.
Hey, what's heavier, Joe? 2 tons of steel or 2 tons of feathers?
Oh, my gosh.
They're the same weight.
Attaboy. There he is.
Can't fool him.
Can't fool him.
He's smart.
Okay. Hey, Joe, appreciate you, bud.
All right, thanks a lot, guys. Right, have a good day.
Amy, I'm going to ask you 5 questions, and all I need you to do is lie on every one of the questions.
Okay.
That's it. Just lie on every one of the questions. Tell it, okay?
Okay.
What color is the sky?
Green.
How tall are you?
Ooh, 6 foot.
Wait, what question am I on?
How tall?
What question am I on? What question am I on?
Oh, 5.
No, you already said, you already held your number up, but yeah, that was the whole.
I'm sorry, I didn't know that's where we were going. Okay.
No, you've already missed. You held the hand.
What is the game?
You told the truth. When I said what question are you on, you held it. You said we just
did
2.
Because I thought you forgot.
No, I know. That's the whole joke. Everybody can take that with them and be like, I bet you $1 you can answer 5 questions wrong. You can't answer 5 questions wrong.
Oh, dang it.
If you'd have said
that's
it out
loud.
What
I get for trying to help you. I thought you were literally forgot which question you were on. So I was like, okay, 10.
And it's over. No, you've already lost.
No, I'm going to keep playing.
You told the truth, Amy.
You told the truth. I said, what question are you on? You held up your fingers.
Because I thought I was trying to help you.
There you
fine.
Go.
That's what I get for helping you.
That's a fun game for everybody.
Okay.
Cody and Austin, you're on the air. Hi, Cody.
Morning, studio.
Morning.
I was just calling in with some constructive feedback because I know you all appreciate it.
Yeah.
And I was curious about why some segments get let go, such as No Stress Express, Rockin' Robert, and Eddie the Dad.
Okay, that's an interesting question. I think sometimes we just are like, we don't have anything. So, okay, Rockin' Robert was
what
my.
Is that?
I don't even remember that.
It was just when we'd play, like, give me. I love rock and roll, Raymundo from Joan Jett and the Blackhearts. And so, if you remember Rockin' Robert, let me know before you hit it, Raymundo, because he brings up a good point. Rockin' Robert was my classic rock DJ character. And I would just talk up classic rock songs.
Okay.
There really wasn't anything other than me being goofy like a 70s DJ.
Can we bring that back?
Yeah. Sure. It's like, hey, everybody, it's Rockin' Robert. The time right now is 26 after the hour. Ooh, we're going to work today. We're going to get a little Joan Jett on.
Yeah.
What color's your heart today? Is it blue? Is it green? No, it's black. It's Joan Jett and the Black Hearts, and you're going to be around rocking all night long with some I Love Rock and Roll. You know you want it. Choo choo choo. Turn it up.
That's great.
So,
yeah, bring it back.
Yes.
Every day.
Why did that go away?
Because it just comes to my heart.
Right. I mean, we haven't done it in so long, I forgot about it. What was the other thing?
Eddie the dad.
Yeah.
And then,
which he now just talks about it. I don't always hit the clip.
Right.
Right.
But we can do an episode of Eddie. Eddie, what's happening with your kids?
Well, the latest, I think, what's happening with us is that it's just crazy around the house right now because I have 2 foster kids. My kids are just, you know, going to school and everything. But our foster kids, we just don't know what's going to happen with them. And I feel like we're just leaning more and more like these kids are going to stay with us for the rest of our life. You know, that's a huge deal for us. I don't know, man. It's been a ride, crazy ride, but their parents just keep going through struggles and they just doesn't seem to be getting any better. So
are you talking to your wife more openly about adopting them?
No. We don't
right here on the air.
We don't talk about it.
This is us talking about it right
yeah,
now.
We don't talk about it. We kind of know. We look at each other and we're like, I know what you're thinking. I know what you're thinking. But we don't really talk about it. We just say things like, man, you know, gosh, when he's in high school, and just like, in high school, are we going to know him when he's in high school? And just things like that. Like, we already feel like we're going to just, I don't know, just it's such a comfortable fit right now for everyone that it just feels really good.
If you're new to the show, Eddie has two kids that are his and two foster kids that he's been taking care of for how long now?
8 months.
Wow.
It's been 8 months.
I guess we can make a new Eddie the Dad with all the kids.
All of them?
It sounds like the Tabernacle Choir.
Eddie the Dad.
Well, this clip right here is so old. It's funny hearing my kids. It was probably like 3 years ago when they recorded that.
That's Eddie the Dad. All right. Hey, Cody, appreciate that call, bud. There really is no answer. We just move off of things sometimes. But yeah, I appreciate that call. See you later, bud.
Yeah, appreciate you.
Let me do Ashley in Tulsa real quick because she has called. Ashley, what's going on?
Hey, studio. Good morning.
Morning.
Guys, you went.
That's not it. No, she didn't hit that right.
Dang, Amy, we failed.
I heard morning, so I.
Yeah, go ahead, Ashley.
No, my husband and I just saw you in Tulsa at the Hard Rock. We did the meet and greet and everything. And meant to ask you, do you know when the $1 million show is going to be?
No, not yet.
Because this will be our third year to go. Okay.
We don't have it nailed down quite yet. The $1 million show is a big charity show that Eddie and I do with the Raging Idiots and a lot of artists come by. It'll be in the first 3 months of next year, but we do not have it down quite yet.
Okay. All right. We're just excited. So
we are too. We're ready too. But we appreciate that call.
All right, thanks.
All right, see you later. Bones. Okay, so Lunchbox goes to eat dinner at a restaurant and is getting his check. But this waiter looks at his check to see his real name. But he wasn't your waiter, right?
Right. And I didn't know this until he approached me at the grocery store. It's like, hey, I work it. And he names the restaurant. He's like, I'm a huge fan. And the other night you were in there with your wife. And when you guys paid with credit card, I went over to the waiter and was like, I got to see that receipt. I need to know his name. And I just felt I was violated. I felt like...
violated.
I felt like he went a little too far and crossed the line of privacy.
And you weren't going to go back to the restaurant.
Wasn't going
to
go back to the restaurant. We talk about it. And then he reaches out via Instagram and he sends me a message and he said, look, I just want to say I'm sorry. I'm just a huge fan of the show and I didn't mean to scare you or offend you or violate you in any way. And I was just a big fan and I had a moment and I freaked out and I probably shouldn't have told you I looked at the receipt and maybe I went about it the wrong way. I just want to apologize, and I don't want you to stop coming to the restaurant. And really, if you come the next time and you ask to sit in my section, I'll even give you free appetizers.
Well, that would be awkward, though, to go sit in his section now after all of this.
Yeah.
He seems nice, though.
Right.
Yeah, I know, but that would just be weird to be like, I like to sit in the section of that guy that I trashed on the radio.
Oh, yeah, true.
And the guy that violated me.
I didn't feel like it was a violation. I didn't feel like it was a violation. I just worked in restaurants and waited tables, so I didn't feel like... But you did, and that's all that matters.
Right.
Okay.
And so now I'm like, I guess, I mean, free appetizers. I guess I got to go back, right?
Are you willing to squash the beef for a free Bloomin' Onion? That's the question.
I mean, yeah, I think I'm... he apologized, and he's going to give me something like to make... It's like a gift, like a... what do you call that thing? A branch?
An olive branch.
An olive branch.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we got to squash the beef. I think me and the waiter are going to be back on good terms.
If he didn't offer free appetizers and just said, I'm sorry, would you have cared?
That doesn't really carry much weight. I mean, that's an empty apology.
You want just free appetizers? You're good there?
Yeah, I think I'm good there. I mean, if he would have offered a free meal, that would have been better, but he's obviously offering something. He said he knows he was in the wrong... He reached out, so I got to bury the hatchet.
And when are you going back?
Maybe this weekend. Maybe I'll take the wife out for free appetizers.
That's all you do. Do you tip?
You gotta make sure
that's
working.
A great question.
Do you tip on the free appetizers?
No.
Yes.
Yes, you do.
You guys are so weird. How do you tip on nothing?
Because
you just leave money.
Yeah, and you also know about how much they cost.
Yeah.
You leave money on that.
Mm-hmm.
He's still got to pay his bills.
Yeah.
And he doesn't owe you
anything. Sometimes you have to pay for your mistakes.
Okay, well, and there's a story that I wanted to bring up because we talked about it before where this country club, this waiter was in the country club, and he spills wine on this girl's $30,000 purse.
Oh, that's right.
Do you remember the story?
Yeah, the Hermes bag.
And that's how you say it?
I think so. It looks like Hermes, but it's like Hermes or
something. This New Jersey country club is now suing its own waiter because the club was getting sued by the woman.
Okay.
Because he spilled wine on her purse. Her name is Mariana. She filed a suit against the country club, requesting $30,000 in damages for the ruined Hermes Kelly bag. And so the club doesn't want to get sued, so now they're suing the waiter.
Well, the waiter's going to have that money.
And then again, it was an accident. You spill stuff sometimes.
I don't think it was an accident. That's what we found out.
You told us later he was just pouring it on her purse.
Yeah, he did it on purpose.
Like,
I didn't know that. I was just reading the story. I wasn't there.
Mm-hmm. Oh, we need to know. That's an expensive bag.
That's interesting.
That
they're suing him. So they must think it was on purpose, too.
Mm-hmm.
The member sued the club in October in an effort to pay for the damage for the purse. But the club's now suing the waiter to try to get him to pay for it. The attorney says they never meant for the liability to fall on the waiter. The Hermes bag was discontinued, making it irreplaceable. The insurance company wouldn't cover the damage to the bag, and she isn't happy. It just doesn't say anything else about the guy pouring it on there.
And if they didn't expect the club to sue the waiter, then they must not be mad at the waiter.
And also, if it was an accident, accidents happen. If you walk out with a purse and somebody spills something on it, you also got to look out for people to... I mean, that's on you, too, a little bit.
Yeah. Question.
What?
If you're the waiter and you get sued for $30,000 and you don't have $30,000, what happens?
You don't pay anything because you don't have it.
Right.
They can't take your car or anything?
What about a payment plan?
I
don't know how that works.
Serious question. I just wondered.
But then you have to get legal representation and that costs money. Like the whole thing just is a bummer all around.
Stinks.
If you don't have money, legal stuff is a...
Yeah, you probably just go on the lam.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I declare bankruptcy.
You're like a waiter.
You're a waiter. You got nothing.
Well, that means you don't owe any debts anymore. Okay. You're down there too. Anyway, I saw that in the news. I do want to mention this Jake Owen clip. By the way, the CMAs are tomorrow night on ABC at 8, 7 Central. Jake Owen and I are friends. He's been trolling me a lot on Instagram lately for some reason. Every time I post something, he makes a little snide comment. By the way, out of love. Like, you only mess with people that you're friends with.
Mm-hmm.
But now he's taken the trolling to an interview level. Who was talking to Jake yesterday?
I was talking to Jake yesterday, and he had a shirtless video on social media, and I said, man, hey, quit posting those in the morning. He goes, oh, if you want to talk about shirtless, your boy Bobby Bones is the one that always goes shirtless.
There you go.
Do you have to, like, in the morning put out these shirtless videos, you walking through the house?
Okay, you should ask your counterpart on your show about that one.
Who's that?
We're going to start talking about shirtless walk around videos. But me, I put out one the other day.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I'm going through Twitter in the morning, and there's Jake. Like, his hair's all up, puffy, like he just got a...
I was proud of that, man. That was like God-given volume.
And he's like,
That really was special. And it's like the first one I've ever posted with no shirt on. And I specifically left it nipple up. No nip. I showed no nip in that video.
Amy, if you look at my Instagram feed, there's not one picture of me without a shirt
Maybe
on.
Maybe he means in the stories, because sometimes you post stories where you're like in the mirror talking.
Where?
With the...
Prove it.
You can't prove it.
The stories expire.
Yeah, prove it. There's nothing up right now.
No, there's nothing through. I don't want to prove. Like, there's this isn't a thing. I think that... But that's what he could be alluding to.
Allude to this, Jake. I'm pointing at something right now.
Yeah.
I don't... That's...
Is that a rule, too, for you shirtless guys? Nipple up?
What's that?
Nipple up.
No.
That keeps it okay.
I don't have a rule because I'm not shirtless that often. Amy, do you feel like I'm overly shirtless on Instagram?
No, I'm going through all your stories from yesterday, and you have a shirt on and everything.
Ah, my rule is keep a shirt on, sucka.
But sometimes you don't have your shirt on. Okay. It's true.
Do you think I'm too shirtless on Instagram?
No, because I can't even give you an example of the last time it happened. I just know that it happens.
The last time that I didn't have a shirt on and it was nipple up was August 27th. And it's mostly I'm eating ice cream.
Oh, you mean on your normal feed?
Yeah, August 27th. So.
But in stories, you for sure have
had some. If I look like Jake, I would live shirtless. I wouldn't put a shirt on.
It's fair to say.
I wouldn't even hate on Jake for that. Oh, here's another one. Mike D found another one. Hold on.
Good job, Mike D.
Well, it's August 12th. I was at a photo shoot with my dog. And someone took it.
A shirtless photo shoot?
No, but I was changing clothes. And someone took a picture of me. Yeah. I don't think I'm overly shirtless, though, is my point.
Right.
Okay.
Like, that's not your MO.
Mike D, we can stop looking for these pictures, Mike. Okay.
Mike, Max, find another one.
I got another one here. I'm on Instagram, Mr. Bobby Bones, if you guys want to hit that up.
One more.
You see another one? Well, I don't think I'm overly shirtless. Okay, I'm done.
The tankies count?
No.
Okay.
No, shirtless.
Okay. Yeah, no, tankies do not count. By the way, what are you wearing to the CMAs tomorrow night?
A pink suit. It's hot, like a hot pink suit.
Did Bobby give it to you?
What do you mean a pink suit? Is it like...
It's like a silky, I don't know the
like
material.
Sexy
but
suit?
It's, yeah.
Like somebody goes, I'm going as Batman. And then she turns out she's sexy Batman. Right. Is this like a suit, but it's like a sexy suit?
I mean, probably a little bit. It's like a, it's got a belt you tie around your waist and it's like got a deep V, but we're taping everything. So it'll be taped. But, and then like cute wide leg pants. And I love my earrings.
Okay.
I'm excited.
We're anxious to see what happens.
It'll be cute.
Okay.
I think.
There you go.
My hope.
The CMA Awards are tomorrow night on ABC at 8, 7 Central. And so yesterday, we spent a lot of time with a lot of the artists out there. Here's John Party. Talked to John a little bit yesterday. But Morgan number 2, is this you and John?
Yeah.
Yeah, this is him talking about wedding details.
Yeah.
Planning a wedding is very hard and it's very stressful and guest lists and people, but we're getting...
You're rubbing your eyes even thinking about the wedding.
Let's just go talk to Elvis and get married at the church in Vegas.
So you heard it here, he may get married very quickly sometime soon.
No, I signed a contract with the wedding venue.
So that's happening.
Yes, oh yeah, that's
sometime
definitely
next
happening.
Year?
Yes, okay. In May, and it's going to be in Montana. It's going to be really pretty. I was, you know, everybody go to weddings and it's always in the summer and it's always so hot. And we're all decked out in coats, and the girls are in long dresses, and this time we're actually not going to sweat.
That'd be fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. Here's Old Dominion joking about Charles Kelly from Lady Antebellum. Who talked to this Old Dominion? Morgan number 2, you?
Yep.
So here's Old Dominion joking about Charles Kelly, who is the guy lead singer of Lady Antebellum.
Should I tell that joke?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. I think it's apropos.
I think it's safe. If he hasn't heard it by now, he's under a rock.
Okay.
How does Charles Kelly... stop a horse. Whoa, whoa.
She hasn't heard it before, though.
I have heard that joke. That was actually a really good one. Solid A plus.
You get it?
Does he do that a lot?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's how he sings.
Yeah.
Oh.
He actually did a pretty good impression, too. Speaking of Charles Kelly from Lady Antebellum, this is Lady Antebellum recommending TV shows, and this is with Lunchbox yesterday.
I just got done watching Goliath, and it's what's the dude that used to be married to, he played Sling Blade.
Oh, Billy Bob Thornton.
Billy Bob Thornton.
Oh, the one that was married to Angelina Jolie.
Yeah, that's who I was.
And they would carry the blood around. That was really weird.
That's really strange.
But he plays this like lawyer that's down and out, but still a really great lawyer. It's pretty awesome. I just got done watching that.
Okay, Goliath.
Ooh. I mean, I'm stuck on Netflix so much.
Yeah.
But there's a show called Diagnosis about like rare diagnosis my wife and I watch. Kind of weird, but interesting.
That wouldn't give me like
it's very
anxiety.
Like yeah, that would intellectual.
Yeah.
Oh, well, okay. Intellectual, maybe a little over my head.
I watch this show also on Netflix called Little Baby Bum, and it's a bunch
of it's amazing.
Songs.
Let me tell you.
It is like it puts them in a trance.
It never stops though.
It's like mesmerizing, isn't it?
Hey,
like,
guys, when you have two toddlers that run around like crazy and you just set the timer for like 10 minutes.
Mama just wants to cook an egg. She just wants to
Mama
cook
just
an egg.
Needs a reset.
Watches that and little baby never stops.
There you go. There's a lot happening there.
Yeah.
Here's one final clip. I was talking with Thomas Rhett and I'm presenting Album of the Year and he's up for it and we kind of made a deal here. If you win, would you like me to pick you up?
Can you?
If I call you as the winner and you're coming up, just know that I'm going to give you a hug and I'm going to pick you up.
Deal.
Okay.
Deal. All right. And then you're going to do an album or mail up?
For list? Album.
Okay, sick.
Because that's the big one anyway.
It is a big one.
Yeah, they're all big, but the album one, like you said, like that's the body of work.
Correct.
Now pick him, wrap my arms around him.
You're going to do it.
Give him the lift if he wins. All the albums up for Album of the Year are great. So, all right, there you go. Check out the CMA Awards on ABC tomorrow night. That is Wednesday night, 8, 7 Central. I appreciate you guys hanging out with us today. You can check out the show Instagram, at Bobby Bones Show. A bunch of clips from the show. Morgan and Eddie do a great job of putting up the skinny, and they edit it all together. You guys do a fantastic job
over there.
At Bobby Bones Show, if you want to check out the Bobby Bones Show Instagram. Thank you, guys.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Did you see the flight that skidded off the runway in Chicago?
Mm-mm.
An American Airlines flight skidded off at O'Hare. No one was hurt. Here's a clip. Imagine that.
God, that'd be
you're
so
in an
scary.
Airport. You know how you're in a car and the car's sliding and you can't do anything about it?
So scary.
Imagine you're in an airplane and that's happening. The only thing worse would be if you're in the air and you can't do anything about
right.
it. But, you know, with all this winter weather coming in, I'm reading that when some of these airports go down,
with ice, it shuts down the whole country. New York, Chicago, doesn't really happen in LA, but there's about four, Atlanta, where if they get hit, there are so many planes going in and out of them that it shuts down everywhere because other airports are dependent on other airports. So I saw that and just thought, man, I'd have probably peed a little had I been on that. So it's cold here. We got ice last night. What's up with you today? Anything good?
Anything good? I'm doing some RCMA remotes for a lot of hours. So pretty much that. And then going back to the doctor with my husband when we get done.
Yeah.
And then home to hang out with the kids.
Well, I like your big turtleneck sweater today.
Oh, thank you.
If one thing...
Do you really?
I do. I think it's great. Thanks. If one thing that winter weather allows, it's a little better fashion.
Yes.
Which, by the way, I brought up a ton of clothes for Eddie and Mike D. They both like to pick through my stuff.
I noticed Eddie looking in a new sharp jacket.
Oh,
man.
Oh, well, that jacket I gave him like 2 months ago.
But it looks so good.
You gave me like a lot of jackets, and so now that it's cold, I get to kind of look cooler.
Yeah.
Thanks, dude.
I have something for you, too.
Me?
Yeah, just a t-shirt, because here's what stinks. Is Amy this wears is the same getting, t-shirt size?
I love this keto.
You all are the same size.
It's a Barry Manilow t-shirt, like an old vintage Barry Manilow t-shirt.
Okay.
But I have a ton in my car. But I donated a bunch to Goodwill.
Yeah.
I kept some stuff for these two because they like to dress up. It's like playing with daddy's clothes.
Yeah.
And then on my Instagram, I was like, I have this suit. I can give a listener that needs the suit. So.
Oh, yeah. I saw that.
Mm-hmm. Well, check it out. Mr. Bobby Bones on Instagram. We will see you guys tomorrow. Appreciate you so much. Don't forget, I'll be on that special tonight on ABC about Dolly Parton. I think a bunch.
Wow.
So you guys can check that out tomorrow night, the CMA Awards. Appreciate you guys being here. We'll see you tomorrow. Bye, everybody.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Bobby Bones.